When you break down the film, you know, you got to, we're going to look at it and we're going to put it on ourselves. You know, we are our own worst critics. So, you know, I think everybody take ownership as a, you know, what we all do. So, you know, they got a chance to get momentum early in the third quarter, like I said, and, you know, they scored points. And we can't give up points.
Last thing, go back to the first half. You shut the Philadelphia Eagles out for a half of football. I mean, I know it's not good enough ultimately, but, I mean, that was an unbelievable half of football.
Yeah, I mean, we just came out. We came out and jumped on them. Our pass rush was really, really good in the first in the first quarter, first half. And we just kept going. And, you know, we had momentum early in the quarter off sack fumbles and, you know, interceptions and all those things. So we was able to put up points. We just didn't put up enough.
Just when that momentum starts to slide away, how do you get it back?
Well, you got to stop. You got to stop, make stops, create turnovers, and just create big plays. You know, a lot of guys in this league, you know, we thrive off of big plays, and that's the way we look at it. And in the second half, we didn't make enough big plays. They made a lot of big plays in the second half, and they were able to, you know, capture the momentum off of it. And like I said, they just put up points off of it.
You go back and look at the tape like you will tomorrow. Does it boil down to two or three plays that make all the difference?
Well, I really can't say. You know, they had a couple of big passes from their tight ends. Then, you know, Jeremy Maclin made big plays. LeSean McCoy started making big plays, and Sproles made big plays. So, you know, it all comes down to shutting those guys, anybody's playmakers down and making other guys beat you around them.